Then his smile faded, and I felt his eyes on me. Man alive, you're fat as a toad. Looks like you've been eating inner tubes. What in the world did you find to eat out here? Well, bugs, crickets, watermelon beetles, grub worms, mice. The field was just full of wildlife and food groups and other things that a dog might eat. Well, I know you ain't dumb enough to eat watermelons with a bunch of coons, are you? Me? Oh no. Heck no. Dogs don't eat watermelons, no kidding. Maybe a little gourd every now and then, but watermelons? Never. Well, we hauled off the broken melons and stayed up the rest of the night, guarding the patch. The next morning, everyone turned out for the big harvest. We picked and hauled 2 pickup loads of melons into town, sold them to the grocery store, and brought home Sally Mae's new couch. It was a great day. Sally Mae was not only thrilled with her couch, but she was thrilled with me. See, Slim told her the whole story of how I had stayed up all night guarding her watermelon patch and how I had jumped right into the middle of a whole gang of thieving raccoons, thrashed them, and sent them running for their lives. It was a great story, and Sally Mae was impressed. Seldom, if ever, had I received so many awards and honors, kind words and pats on the head. Shucks, she even named me her Hero of the Week. I accepted all these honors with all the humbability I could muster and was mighty proud of her for giving credit where credit was due. Well, on this outfit, it doesn't get much better than that. I had solved the watermelon patch mystery and restored peace and tranquility to the... one last thing. If you ever hear any nasty rumors about dogs eating watermelons, don't believe them. They're not true. Just gossip. Dogs don't eat watermelons. Period. No kidding. Case closed.